every once in a while when I'm reading an article about religion on the internet, I brace myself and read the comments. You ever do this? And you're sure to encounter the atheists on the internet when you do this, right? It's important. It's important to know what they're saying. It's important to have an idea of what's out there. But, you know, I read the comments, and they're referring to the Sky Daddy and the vending machine in the sky, and they're ridiculing belief in God. But I always, when I read these comments, I go, you know, you're talking about an idea of God that has nothing to do with what I believe, right? It's this caricature. Well, the Sadducees, in today's gospel lesson, they didn't believe in the resurrection. They only accepted the first five books of the Bible as scripture. So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And those books don't, you know, clearly lay out a vision of the resurrection the way some of the later books in the scriptures do. But from their point of view, they are ridiculing the whole idea of the resurrection, and they are mocking Jesus for believing in it. Jesus' reply shows that he's on to their game. First, he says, you know, the resurrection isn't anything like what you're describing in this ridiculously detailed question you've just asked me. Given what I believe, your question makes no sense. And second, let me just point to the scriptures that even you accept. When Moses asks who's speaking to him from the burning bush, God replies, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Not I was, I am. God isn't the God of the dead. God is the God of the living. For to God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are alive now. Those whom we call dead are alive to God. From our vantage point here in this life, we can't know for certain what the resurrection looks like. None of us have experienced it. The Bible offers us some visions, some imagination of it, some glimpses. You know, you think about the different images that we have of the resurrection, of life with God. A great feast. I like that one. Abraham's bosom. The new Jerusalem. The new creation. A house with many rooms. Those are all familiar images from Scripture. But bottom line, it's like the passage from 1 John says, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. But, that verse continues, what we do know is this. When God is revealed, we will be like God, for we will see him as he is. And that's what Jesus says too. The resurrected life is different from anything we know now. But we will be children of God. We will be like God. We don't fully know what God is like, do we? So that leaves a lot unknown. And yet, we trust that the one who holds us now will hold us then. I'm going to share with you a parable that I read years ago in Catholic News, and it just seems apropos for this passage. In a mother's womb were two babies. One asked the other, do you believe in life after delivery? The other replied, why, of course. There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we're here to prepare ourselves for what we will be later. Nonsense, said the first. There is no life after delivery. What kind of life would that be? The second said, I don't know, but there will be more light than here. Maybe we will walk with our legs and eat from our mouths. Maybe we will have other senses that we can't understand now. The first replied, "That's absurd. Walking's impossible, and eating with our mouths, ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies nutrition and everything we need, but the umbilical cord is so short. Life after delivery is to be logically excluded." The second insisted, "Well, I think there is something, and maybe it's different than it is here. Maybe we won't need this physical cord anymore." The first replied, "Nonsense. And moreover, if there is life, then why has no one ever come back from there?" Delivery is the end of life. And in the after delivery, there's nothing but darkness and silence and oblivion. It takes us nowhere. "Well, I don't know," said the second, "but certainly we will meet Mother, and she will take care of us." The first replied, "Mother? You actually believe in Mother? That's laughable. If Mother exists, then where is she now?" The second said, "She's all around us. We are surrounded by her. We are of her. It is in her that we live. Without her, this world would not and could not exist." Said the first, "Well, I don't see her, so it's only logical that she doesn't exist." To which the second replied, "Sometimes when you're in silence and you focus and you really listen, you can perceive her presence, and you can hear her loving voice calling down from above." God is the one in whom we live and move and have our being. We know God's love. We hear God's voice. We don't know what the next stage of our life with God will look like. But we know this. God loves us. We exist in God. All who have died are still alive to God. And we will be too. Amen.